The 12-page final action memorandum, as it's called, comes from Vice Admiral Sally Bryce O'Hara. She's Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard in Washington, D.C. It says Leone and Pilot in Command Lieutenant Sean Kruger failed to comply with altitude restrictions, which contributed to the helicopter striking electrical wires between La Push and a nearby island. It says the flight plan listed a level of 1,000 feet, but that the chopper was below 200 feet for nearly two-thirds of its flight between Astoria, Oregon, and the crash site, some 125 miles north. The report goes on to say that minor procedural lapses, such as not completing required checklists, were followed by significant errors in judgment, and it says some pilots at Air Station Sitka have become habituated to low-level flight when conditions do not require it. Coast Guard spokeswoman Lieutenant Veronica Colbath confirmed that Leone met with Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo, the commander of the Coast Guard in Alaska, on Sunday to go over the final report. Colbath says she cannot comment on the remarks Ostebo entered into Leone's personnel file and that the Coast Guard cannot release them. Leone's attorney, John Smith, also said he can't release Ostebo's remarks, but he said they echo the memo from headquarters, saying Leone's failure to perform his duties directly contributed to the deaths of his shipmates and the destruction of the helicopter.
Clearly he's disappointed.
John Smith.
Having your commander, as well as the Coast Guard, the organization that you love, tell the world that you directly contributed to the deaths of your crewmates, your fellow Coast Guardsmen, that's a pretty heavy weight to put on somebody. I think that Lieutenant Leone would gladly take that on if the Coast Guard would, in essence, meet him halfway and take responsibility for what they failed to do. But that's not the case here.
Smith takes exception to a number of the conclusions in the crash report, but here he's talking about the wires the helicopter struck. Smith says the Coast Guard should have acted sooner on warnings it received about those power lines. The memo says the lines were marked on navigational charts, but it also acknowledges that a lack of adequate markings on the lines, quote, may have contributed to this mishap, unquote. The power lines were maintained by the Coast Guard and have since been removed and replaced with a generator. According to the report, the Federal Aviation Administration doesn't require markings for lines below 200 feet, but the warning balls that were attached were smaller than those normally used and were faded and required replacement. Earlier this month, when the Coast Guard dismissed the criminal charges against Leone, Smith said he was hopeful his client would return to flight. Leone was determined suitable to return to duty as a Coast Guard aviator last year, but his recertification was canceled when the charges were filed. The final report released this week directs Coast Guard officials to reconsider whether Leone is suitable for flight duty. Smith says that, coupled with the remarks in his personnel file, mean an uncertain future for Leone's military career.
This kind of administrative remark really can mean that Lieutenant Leone would not be promoted again. It's possible that his current promotion, and he is on the list to be promoted, might be relooked. We haven't heard anything from the Coast Guard yet about that.
As for the future, the report makes a number of recommendations and directives on how the Coast Guard can change its safety practices. For example, the Coast Guard will review the way it trains air crews to interact. It will develop the ability for a helicopter's crew to hear the same warnings that are available to the pilots, and it will study the feasibility of equipping Coast Guard helicopters with wire strike prevention systems already in use by the Department of Defense. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.